Hello, and welcome back to another episode of my show, my podcast, which I have a new name for it. It's called Thinking Out Loud. Hello, welcome back. The first story we are going to be reading today is The Thing. So this next segment I have to record on my phone because for some reason it wouldn't let me record while I had another tab open or while I was looking at another tab. So anyways, here's the story, The Thing. There were two young boys named Trevor and Will. They spent most of their summer vacation hanging around town looking for things to do. On one hot August night, the boys were sitting on a fence by the main road. There was a cornfield just across the road. Suddenly, Trevor spotted something in the field, in the darkness. It was difficult to make out, but he thought it looked like some kind of weird animal. He nudged his friend and pointed in the direction of the strange-looking figure. Will said he could see it too. He wasn't sure, but mysterious things seemed vaguely human. The next thing they knew, the thing was gone. The boys craned their necks and slowly scanned the field with their eyes. Out of the blackness came the thing. It slowly walked over to the edge of the field before disappearing again. Trevor and Will looked at each other, puzzled. What was that? I have no idea. No sooner had he said that than Trevor felt a clammy hand on his shoulder. He turned around and found himself staring directly into the hideous face of the thing. He let out a yell of terror and surprise. The rotting skin on the thing's face was coming off in places, revealing the bone underneath. For a moment, it just stared silently at Trevor with its dark, sunken eyes. Then it suddenly grabbed hold of his arm. Trevor felt its fingernails dig into his flesh as he wriggled out of its grasp. The two boys leapt off the fence and ran down the road, screaming in horror. They didn't stop running until they reached their homes. They tried to tell their parents and friends about the thing they had seen that night, but nobody believed them. When Trevor woke up the next morning, the scratches on his arm were still there. After a few days, they got worse and worse. Trevor got sick and his parents took him to see a doctor. After examining his arm, the doctor told the boy it was infected and gave him some pills to take. Unfortunately, Trevor's condition got worse and worse. The infection spread to his entire arm, and it wasn't long before his flesh was rotting and falling off. He was taken to the hospital, but no matter what the doctors did, no treatment seemed to work. The infection spread throughout his whole body. Trevor was confined to bed and started to waste away. It seemed like he was beyond help, and as the days went by, he steadily grew worse and worse. His anguished parents could only sit at his bedside and cry as they watched their beloved son slowly rotting away before their eyes. On the day that Trevor finally passed away, Will came to the hospital to visit him. When the boy walked into the hospital room and saw Trevor lying in bed, he was horrified. His friend looked exactly like the thing. This next story is called The Babysitter and the Man Upstairs. There was a young girl who was in need of a job, was able to find work as a babysitter for a couple who lived in a large, isolated old house. They were going out to see a movie that night and left the teenage babysitter in charge of their three young children. The babysitter put the children to bed when it got late and then went downstairs to watch some television. She was just getting comfortable when she heard the phone ringing. When she answered, all she heard was heavy breathing, followed by a man's voice asking, "Have you checked on the children?" Freaked out, she hung up the phone, trying to convince herself that it was just someone playing a practical joke on her. She went back to watching television, but about 15 minutes later, the phone rang again. She picked up the receiver and heard hysterical laughter from the other end of the line. Then the same voice asked, "Why haven't you checked on the children?" The babysitter slammed down the phone. The poor girl was frightened out of her wits and immediately called the police. The operator at the police station told the babysitter that if the man called again, she should try to keep him talking. That would give the police time to trace the call. A few minutes later, the phone rang a third time, and when the babysitter answered it, she heard the heavy breathing again. The voice on the line said, "You should really check on the children." The babysitter listened to him, laughing hysterically for a long time. She hung up the phone again, and almost immediately, it rang again. This time, it was the operator from the police station who yelled, "Get out of the house right now. The calls are coming from the upstairs phone." The babysitter dropped the phone in shock, and suddenly she heard heavy footsteps walking down the stairs. Without pausing for a second, she ran out of the house as fast as her legs would carry her. Just as she closed the front door behind her, a man's hand slammed against the glass. She screamed and ran out into the street just as a police car was pulling up outside. The police searched the house and found the two children upstairs, hiding in a closet, crying uncontrollably. In the parents' bedroom, they found a bloody axe lying on the floor next to the upstairs phone. The back window was wide open, and the curtains were blowing in the breeze. There was no sign of the madman who had made the phone calls. He had escaped into the night when the police arrived and managed to interrupt his horrible plan to kill the two children and the poor babysitter. Anyways, guys, that's all for now. Hope you had a wonderful time listening to these two creepy, amazing stories. Again, go check out the book, you can get the book if you want to, but, like, check out the website where the stories are located from all three books. It's www.scaryforkids.com/babysitter/ that's the link for this babysitter story. But I will have the regular link to the website in the description. Bye.